Hello, I'm Mariette Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is Fear, Your Podcast, and That Little Inner Voice. My guest is Donna Kandi, Global Radio Authority and podcast expert from Enrico, Virginia in the United States. Welcome, Donna.
Hi, thank you, Marianne. I'm so excited to be here.
And to our listeners, during our conversation, Donna will share daily or weekly mindset practices that podcasters can use to stay focused and motivated. And at the end of our conversation, it will be fun question time. Donna, could you please tell us a little about yourself and what you do?
Thank you, Mariette. I am a podcast profit strategist, and it's a little bit different than what a lot of other podcast coaches do because I have found ways to monetize in the podcast space without ads or sponsorship. And so you don't need a large following. You don't need large downloads. I think that's the ads and sponsor is the last thing that we should be looking for. I'm also a personal growth coach, a radio personality, and another of my program, Business Podcasting Made Easy, is a unique podcasting creation program where business owners who are ready to share their stories of success, they produce a global radio show first that instantly becomes a 52-episode podcast playlist in just 13 weeks. And then I show them how to repurpose that into a year's worth of content afterwards. So everything that is in my space is around the mindset of growth and abundance and just being the best of ourselves in the world that we're living in today and sharing the stories of our lifetime.
I must say, I'm getting really excited about this. And Donna, I can't resist quoting a phrase from your LinkedIn profile. You describe yourself as a reader of old dead guys. Tell us more.
You saw that. Yes, thank you. So I guess I'm a bit of a stoic at heart. Emerson, Transcendentalism as well. Emerson and Thoreau are two of my favorite authors because they just really open up the world in a different place. They're very nature oriented, which I love. I spent 20 years in the United States Army as a performing musician. So a little bit of stoicism falls right into my line of thinking, and it allows me to stay in the driver's seat of my life as I see the world happening out there. The world's not happening to me. It's just how I'm reacting to the world, whether it's good or bad. And so I really enjoy reading the old dead guys in that sense. Also, many of the different religious studies I'm into, not just of one faith, but there's so much history in what has lasted and the test of time.
That sounds like a whole different podcast that we could do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But today you'll be sharing your expertise, as you said, as podcast profit strategist and your passion for helping podcasters find their voice and connect with their audience, right?
Yes. Yes.
What brought you to your current focus on radio and podcasting?
It was actually a vision board of all things. I was an executive and a business coach prior to COVID. My youngest was going off to college. And as he was going off to college, I realized, hey, I could also take another certification course. And in the process, did a vision board where there was a line of microphones at the top. And I, Mariette, had lived most of my life. I'm a little over half a century old. Most of my life, I lived as the main character of a silent film. I went through life just very, you know, I was raised to be seen and not heard. And I had some toxic relationships because of that, where my voice didn't matter. I just stayed silent and I watched the world go on around me. And when I saw those microphones, it terrified me. But also, being the kind of person that I am, I accepted the challenge and I looked for opportunities to sit behind a microphone. In the process, I was emceeing a woman's event for the local chamber. And I said to the organizer, I said, hey, you know the guy at the radio station. Why don't we go there to get on the air and promote this program? And he's like, yeah, okay, great idea. In that process, I became friends with the general manager of the station, who was a consultant doing a turnaround. And we did some shows together. Long story short, about a year or so later, they sold the station in December of 2019. In January of 2020, the general manager and I launched an internet radio station for business owners. We didn't know COVID was going to shut the world down in 4 months. The good news for us was that many of my colleagues were out of work. And so I reached out and said, hey, would you like to have a radio show? Would you want something to do while you're sitting at home? And from 14 countries, I had 40 some odd of my colleagues say yes. They raised their hand. And they were like, what do I say? How do I structure this? And as I was helping them come up with a structure, I was also unknowingly building out Business Podcasting Made Easy, my program. And it turned out to be over 15,000 episodes that I've helped produce since this time, since 2020, that have had over a million downloads. And I say you don't need a lot of listeners, you don't need a lot of downloads, but I also want to say that 15,000 episodes later, I've figured out the patterns of what works and what doesn't work. And so I kind of happened into podcasting. It wasn't that I had a love for microphones and that I really wanted to amplify my voice and I just felt that. No, I was totally the opposite. It was a personal growth thing for me at first. And then I realized as I reflected back that it was my time to speak. And there are other people out there who have amazing stories who I want to connect with so that they can also tell their stories, amplify their voice, and make a difference in the lives of others.
That's a wonderful approach. And it's amazing how organic it all went, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I you know, from the old dead guys that I read, there's this saying that the universe, God, whatever you want to call a higher source, tempts us with growth. And I say tempts us because we have a choice. We can say yes or we can say no. And a lot of times if we say yes early enough, it's like guided with a feather on the side of the cheek. And for me, most of the time it's a 2x4 over the head because I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. Kicking and screaming. But this was one of the instances where I opted for the feather when I saw those microphones. I knew it was my time. There's, you know how they have that little knowing inside of you? I just had that little knowing that said, I need to follow this path. And here I am.
Well, this is absolutely the best time to look at what you're going to talk about today, which, if I can summarize, we're going to talk about making friends with fear, calming your inner voice, cultivating the mindset of success, and crafting a unique message that resonates with your audience. And although we're focusing on podcast creators today, I'm sure much of what you share will be applicable to other areas of life and work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do a monthly masterclass on storytelling. Basically, it's don't die with your story inside. It gets people's attention. But when I come into my piece of this masterclass, I'm talking about amplifying your story behind a microphone. And it's something that people do more often than they think, especially since COVID, when you're on a Zoom call or, you know, if you have the opportunity to do an interview with somebody. These interviews, there's a lot of people who are doing podcasts in this way. And anytime you are behind a microphone, you're actually creating a podcast, or you could be converting it into a podcast. And so authors, content creators, anybody in that space can really benefit from what we're saying here today.
Yeah, and just as an aside, I was fortunate to attend one of the master classes, and I can highly recommend that. But we will talk about that maybe at the end, just briefly, and it will also be mentioned in the podcast notes.
Perfect.
Firstly, we look at making friends with fear. Donna, fear is often seen as the enemy. Why do you say it's important to make friends with fear?
Yeah. Here's the reason I say this, because fear is just trying to protect you. And it's our own fear and it's other people's fear that that we're trying to escape from, right? It starts as a child where you're going to cross the street and a parent might say, no, don't cross the street. Oh my gosh, no. You know, come back. And so we've heard no so many more times by the time we're 10 years old than we've heard yes. And it's this fear that we think we need to get rid of when it's actually just protecting us. And if we can talk to it in a way, yeah, I know I'm saying talk to yourself, but talk to it in a way that explores the fear, then we are able to make friends with it. So I would say something like, I understand that I'm just trying to protect myself, but what am I trying to protect myself from? Is the fear real? If I do this, am I still going to be okay? What's the worst thing that can happen? And so when we start to have this conversation back and forth, then it can become a friend to us because we'll learn more about where it came from and why it's showing up in that way. It's just a protector. It's a gatekeeper. And if we can explore why it's showing up, then it helps us evolve into the next better version of ourselves. Dare I say better? Some people will say just the next version. But I think, you know, if we continue to evolve, we're going to become, that's part of that word evolution, you're going to become the next best version of you.
Yeah, that is growth, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And so when we make friends with that fear, then it allows us to say no to the things that are truly fear causing and move forward into the terror barrier of that outside of the comfort zone, that next level of growth.
You've also mentioned that fear never truly goes away, and maybe it shouldn't. Why is that?
Well, because it is that protection mechanism. And I'll tell you a quick story. I went to college to become a musician, and I spent 20 years in the Army as a performing musician. This is also how I had begun to guide the podcasters in performing on the radio, creating the podcasts. And when I did my senior recital, I had no fears. There were no butterflies. There was nothing. And it was the worst concert I'd ever given. I said, why did this happen? And because I had gotten so comfortable and almost a little disengaged from it, that it lost the energy and it lost the excitement, not just for me, but for the listeners too. So if you've ever heard a live performance where you're like, wow, that was nice, I heard all the right notes, The performers had lost the fear energy, and we can take that fear energy and turn it into excitement energy. There's not much difference between fear energy and excitement energy. It's just how we think about it. It's the other side of the coin. And so we want to keep a little bit of those nerves, if you will, that butterfly in the stomach, because it just gives it some excitement and some excited energy into the performance, into what we are producing.
Do you have practical steps that podcasters can take to coexist with fear and use it as a guide, as you explained, rather than a roadblock?
Yeah, and it's again, knowing a little mental visualization of who you are and why you are worthy to be speaking the words that you're speaking. Most of the time, when I was coaching business owners, there's this idea that people have this fear of failure. I'm afraid to fail. I'm gonna like, no, you don't. You fail all the time. I'm like, yeah, you're right. we do all the time. Have you ever just, you know, how many years have you been walking? Do you ever trip up walking down the street? I still do sometimes, right? That's a fail. People have more fear of success because they don't know what that looks like and they don't know what that will, they'll have to give to that. And so I say the practical steps to coexist with fear is to have a clear vision of where you want to go. When you have a clear vision and you map it out, you can take baby steps along the way. Know that there's going to be things that don't always work right. For me, there's a big joke. Most of the time when I am interviewing, I have a microphone that doesn't work.
Oh, dear.
And it is that. Yeah. Well, oh, sorry. But it's that fear of being heard because I was raised to be seen and not heard. Right. Mm. And so for me, I just have to learn to say, why did that happen? It is what it is. And it's not the end of the world. Am I going to wake up tomorrow and still be the same person or a better version of me? Yes. And so the practical steps to coexist with the fear is to just know that it's going to be there. Thank it for wanting to protect you and go do the thing you wanted to do because it's not going to be as bad as you think.
That's good advice. Now we're coming to calming your inner voice. We all have an inner voice and sometimes it overwhelms us, doesn't it, with doubt or negativity. How can podcasters calm that inner voice to focus on amplifying their outer one?
That's a really great question, and it goes back a little bit into fear. But when we're talking about inner voices, when I work with personal growth as a coach with personal growth, the question that I ask is, whose voice are you hearing? And a lot of times people are taken back by that because we think it's our own voice that we hear is the doubt and the negativity. But when we truly sit back and listen, it's coming from somebody else's fear placed on us. Like as a musician, I hear people, oh, I could never do that because, you know, how could you be in front of all these people and do all the things and blah, 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 blah. Well, I could internalize that fear of somebody else and never want to perform again. Or I can say, that's not my fear to carry. And so if your inner voice is not your own, the doubt and negativity, and chances are it's not, it's something you may have heard on the playground of life when you were 5 years old, because little Susie made fun of the way that your hair looked that day. And so now you never want to go on a camera again because your hair might not look right. It's not your inner voice that you're hearing. It's little Susie's voice in a comment to us. And so we carry this throughout our lives and we call it our inner voice. But more times than not, it's coming from someplace else and we can release it. We can let it go. We can say it's not mine anymore. I don't have this doubt and negativity. Babies aren't born with doubt and negativity. Have you ever seen a fearful baby?
That's
maybe
true.
If they're being dropped, right? I think there's two fears that a baby has. It's fear of falling and I can't remember the other one, but there's like two basic fears that a baby has. And it has nothing to do with doubt or negativity. It's a learned behavior.
Donna, what practices or habits can help podcasters tune into their most authentic inner voice?
Well, a habit or a practice is really getting in tune with whose voice is protecting you. And I say protecting you in air quotes because the doubt and negativity again goes back to the fear, and it is just a protection mechanism to try to keep us safe, air quotes again. The best habit is to visualize the positive outcome that you want. And when you visualize the positive outcome that you want, your most authentic inner voice will come through. And, you know, here's another practice and habit that I would talk to my clients about. Because I say, what do you want in life? And they'll say, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want, I don't want, I don't want, I don't want. I said, no, you haven't told me what you want. because what we focus on, we get more of. So if we're focusing on all the things we don't want, all the things that we don't want to have happen will happen, because that's what we're focused on. That's all that we'll see. And so it's really getting into the habit and the practice of seeing the success that you want behind the microphone, seeing yourself going through the acts in a positive way. You know, I had told you about the microphone experience that I have. I didn't see that today. So we're probably going to be fine. I think I've outgrown it now. but focusing on the positive creation of what you want, because the brain sees and filters so much. You've heard that, like 60,000 in a second thoughts that can go through our minds. And if you've ever bought a new car and all of a sudden you see your new car everywhere, it's because you had an emotional reaction to the car. You liked it. You wanted to buy it. Now your brain says, oh, this is important to you. I will find more of that for you. And if we're just focusing on all the doubt and negativity, it will say, this is important to you. I will show you more. Instead of saying, I want this success. I want to have, and it can be a small success, and every small success, your brain will say, I'll show you more. I'll show you more. And so that's how I think those are the best practices and habits to get into, to allow ourselves to be and to be heard as we truly are.
Then how can amplifying your outer voice through a podcast create a ripple effect in personal growth and connection?
Yeah, because now you're sharing who you really are, and you're sharing in a way that is authentic, and you're sharing your stories, and I believe that we are all gifted with a hero's journey, hero, heroine, however, whatever form of that word you want. But in our lifetime, we're given a call to do something greater. And now it's either the feather or the 2x4. You start on your journey, you go on your journey, you meet your mentor, you have your success, and you come back and you teach others. And so amplifying through a podcast, creating a ripple effect, is really just about who's beginning to resonate with you, who's beginning to follow you, who's beginning to share your story with others. Because the hero that comes back to mentors others has the greatest effect than the one who stays on the solo journey. It has to happen that way. There's no other way that it can be.
I never thought of it that way. And thirdly, Donna, we look at the mindset of success. You have been referring to mindset. What role does mindset play in becoming a successful podcaster?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge, Mariette, because especially when we're going into the realm of monetizing a podcast, there's a lot of podcasters that say, okay, yeah, this is good. I enjoy the process. I enjoy if I'm interviewing the people, I enjoy all the things, but who's going to pay for this? Right? That's what I hear so much time. How? I can't monetize. Who's going to pay for this? I have to go and spend all this money to get the ads and whatever, whatever, whatever. But I think when we're talking about the mindset of success and becoming a successful podcaster, the first question is, what does success look like for you? Does success look like I'm going to live to get forever because my voice has been captured in a way where it can be heard over and over and over again, even after my passing? Like I tell people, I know how to live forever. It's in the words of my book, and it's in the recordings of my podcast. And so when we talk about the mindset coming into play, what does success look like, first of all? And then if it is using it to create a revenue stream, to monetize, to create money, know that what you have to say may be common to your everyday life, but is so valuable to somebody else that they would be willing to trade money to learn from you. Right? They're investing in themselves by paying you. And so when we talk about mindset of a successful podcaster, it can be taking those steps to receive money for what you do, or can be successful in the sense of, I am just making a difference in so many people's lives because they're listening to my voice and the people that I'm interviewing, and we're making a difference and having a ripple effect that way. But it really starts with knowing what the success looked like for you.
You've worked with countless podcasters. What mindset shifts have you seen that help people go from hesitation to action?
The biggest one is putting them on the radio. And I say, this is your day and this is your time and you're expected to perform. Mm. Oh, because it takes procrastination away, right? Mm. I'm advertising that you're going to be live at 2 p.m. on Friday. And if you don't have a show, for most people, like, that's the impetus to get them to build the habit of consistency. That's one of the biggest downfalls in the podcast space, Maria, is lack of consistency in publishing. And so whether it is doing a radio show or having some kind of an accountability partner, or even putting on social media, new episode coming every Wednesday at this time, is enough of a mindset shift to do the creative work to actually produce the podcast.
That sounds very familiar to me.
It's very familiar for a lot of people because it's easy to have great thoughts. It's a little more difficult to put the thoughts into action.
Yeah. Donna, can I
yes. just interject here real quick? So there's three ways that we create. We create with our heart, and that's our passion. We create with our mind, with our head. And that's where those roadblocks come of fear and doubt and all of those things that we need to get past the gatekeeper. And then we create with our hands, where we actually do the work. And so, you know, when we're talking about mindset of success and the inner voice and all the things, when our heart, when our passion is the biggest part of our work, it can talk to the head who's having the doubts and say, yeah, but we really have something important to say. And then the hands will be like, okay, I'm ready. Let's do the work. I've got the stuff set up. And so there's three places within us that we create, and we want to just get them all talking nicely to each other and working in tandem so that it makes it easier to go and do the work.
That is a beautiful metaphor.
Thanks.
Can you share those daily or weekly mindset practices that podcasters can use to stay focused and motivated?
Yeah, daily or weekly mindset practices. It's motivation is really about anticipation. If you anticipate great results, you're going to be motivated all day long to go do it. So get some quick wins from there. Get some feedback from people whose feedback that you value. And then be consistent to a schedule. I talked about the radio and saying every Tuesday or every Friday at 2 p.m. or whatever time is your time. When you can block the time and stay true to your calendar to do that work, that's the best thing that can happen. Consistency in podcasting is key to consistency in anything we want to do in life is the key, right? So daily, weekly mindset practices is really about the visualization of having fun with it, enjoying it, and it being a great product, all the positives of why you would want to do it, and setting a time to say, this is podcast time, and respecting that time to show up for it.
Then on another note, most of us are familiar with self-doubt. What do you say to someone who feels like they don't have what it takes to succeed as a podcaster?
If you have been given the idea to have a podcast, it's because there is something inside of you that is wanting to be heard. We are not given an idea to do something if we are not fully equipped to carry it out. I truly believe that. And so anyone who says, I think I want to have a podcast, but they don't feel like they have what it takes to succeed. First of all, it goes back to what is success? What is success for you? Is success producing your first podcast? Is success getting your first 100 listeners? Is success having a conversation with one of those 100 listeners who is giving you feedback on, you know, what is success? And I think there's steps of success along the way. So what I say to someone who doesn't feel like they have what it takes is that I ask, you know, why do you want to do a podcast in the first place? And for the most of the time when I hear the answer, it's coming from the heart. And as they're saying it, they talk themselves into it.
A quick note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients, or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under Services on my website. Now, back to my guest. In the fourth place, Donna, we'll talk about sharing your unique message. Your belief that people are searching for you, for you as a podcaster, is very empowering. How can podcasters embrace this truth to show up more authentically?
Yeah. You know, Mariette, when I first heard this, I was actually I had a direct sales business, and there it was selling lotions and soaps. And there was a lot of other people around the world that was doing the same thing as me. And I said, well, who wants to buy from me? And it was also a party plan. It wasn't where people would say, oh, I want to have people to my house. You come and demonstrate, do all the things. And I had this mindset as a leader in the company that I could give away a party to someone else to do, and it would have the same results. And it didn't. And my mentor at the time said, that's because they wanted you. They connected with you. And I went, oh, I thought anybody could do this. It was the same product. And so when you're getting behind the microphone, people are searching for you. And only the way that you say it, both in the timbre of your voice and in the words that you use, will make a difference for them. And so, you know, as I was putting people on the radio back in 2020, there would be people that would say, well, how do I start this? And I say, I always start every one of my podcasts with a laugh. And I say, hello, world. So it's like, hello, world is what it sounds like, because it just blows my mind to think of what I'm doing. And so then I would get some podcasters and they would come on and they'd be like, hello, world. And I'm like, no, that's mine. You know, you get yours. Not. So however you do it is perfect, or else you would do it differently. And when you talk about showing up authentically, just give yourself permission to be you You are good enough. You are what people want to hear. And it is you and your message and your hero's journey. It's how you overcame the beast and slayed the dragon. It's not how I did it. They want to hear how you did it. And so just first of all, taking pause to know that they're on Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, they're searching for, I want a solution to this, whatever. I want to feel a different way than I'm feeling. And they're hoping to find you and your podcast.
Oh, that's a wonderful answer. What advice do you have for someone who's afraid that their message has already been said before?
There's nothing new under the sun, is there? And so again, it's you, your DNA, how you form your words, the accent that you use, in music, I mentioned timbre. That's the way that your voice vocal cords resonate. Literally, it's you, the way that you say it, makes it sound different than the next person. You hear it in music all the time, right? Cover bands. There's a really popular song, and then there's a cover band that will play the song that's already been played. And which version do you like better? Maybe, it's the same music, but it sounds different, doesn't it?
Mm.
And you feel different because you're hearing it from somebody different playing it. It's the same thing.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. Donna, how can podcasters get clear on their unique voice, their message, and the solution that will resonate with their audience?
Keep talking.
Oh.
Just keep talking. Keep saying it over and over and over again. Because, Maria, the more that we say it, the more clearer we get. And the more clearer we get, the more clearer it sounds. And the more clearer it sounds, the more people we attract. And the more people we attract, the more we say it. It's not going to be perfect the first time, and that's okay. But we need a result to modify to get clearer. And so when I put a podcaster on the air, I suggest that they don't tell anybody yet. I want them to get comfortable with the speaking and with putting it all together and all the things, and then tell them about the podcast, right? So then you go back. And so just taking little steps along the way. And by the time they get to, the fourth time behind the microphone, the fifth time, the sixth time, you get better and you get better and you get better and you get better. And you find out who your uniqueness is and what your solution is, because you're getting feedback from, it's like going on a journey with I put it into my phone, the maps. Mm. And sometimes I miss a turn and it says recalculating. Mm. I'm like, oh, okay, I got to turn around, diagonal it. Or, oh, look, I want to stop and have some food. Okay, that was good food. I'll get back on the course. We're going to take a little bit different way. Sometimes it'll say, hey, you can get there 5 minutes faster. Do you want to do this? Right. But I had to take the first steps in the journey before I could get any of that feedback. Before it would tell me, hey, we can get you there faster, or we can take a detour, or we can do this. And so your unique voice message solution that resonates with your audience will only come the more you say it. It will only get clearer every time you say it. So keep saying it.
If a podcaster or a would-be podcaster now feels ready to take the next step in sharing their voice and message after listening to you, what can they do?
Push the button. Go ahead and hit record. It's that easy. Please push the button, hit record. And if you want some support in your corner, I'd love to have that conversation for anybody that might be just wanting a friendly, helpful, encouraging person to do it with them. I'd be honored to be on that journey, but it's really just about pushing the record button.
So if they're going to push record and then perhaps also want to get in contact with you, Donna, where can listeners find you and your programs and resources to help them start or grow their podcast?
Yeah, thank you. So DonnaCundy.com is the one-stop shop for everything that's me. And it has everything on there, from personal growth to podcasting. It's DonnaCundy.com. Very easy.
And if they want to know about any events that you're involved in, like the masterclass you refer to, would LinkedIn be a good place for them to go, or would that be available on the website as well?
It's available on the website, but a conversation on LinkedIn is a fun place to start. So again, it's Donna Cundy on LinkedIn. And if you're ready to have a conversation, let's do that. If you want a little easier start into things, you want to do some investigation, DonnaCundy.com. I'm open to either. I'd love to have a conversation.
Thank you. And I will attach the link to your website to this podcast.
Thank you.
Are you ready for your fun question?
Sure.
Donna, you were talking about the microphone adventure. And I actually thought of asking you a fun question along those lines. Do you have a favorite microphone you used for podcast recording?
That's a great question, and I do hear that one a lot. I like to be on the road a lot. I love to travel. So I don't have what people envision to be the podcaster studio, right? I have several of those kinds of microphones that sit on an arm, and you know, and you the real microphones. I have those, and I've used those before. But where I am right now, I like to be more of a digital nomad business podcaster, and so I'm using AirPods right now, and
I see.
And with the, there's platforms to run through. And so what I do is I will take, because I like to not be tethered to an actual microphone studio kind of thing, I use a platform where I will upload afterwards and toggle a button to say studio sound, and I get the studio sound from it. And what I like to say to podcasters who are just getting started is any microphone is better than no microphone. And if you don't like the sound from it, there are ways that you can make it sound better without spending a lot of time or money. And so what is most important is for you to push the record button in any way using some type of microphone. I say good, better, best. Good is a computer microphone. Better is some kind of a headless microphone, like I just mentioned. Best is the studio sound, if you can set that up.
Okay, that was a nice practical piece of advice. Now, I still want to get to my fun question. I'd like you to imagine any of the microphones you have used, perhaps the one that wasn't going to cooperate. And Donna, if it had a voice, what do you think it would sound like?
Wow, what a question.
If it had its own voice.
Yeah. If it had its own voice, I think it would sound big and kind and old, I think, because the ones that didn't work, they had told so many stories. I think that, it wasn't about my story as much as it was all the other stories that had already been told.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Donna, and thank you for all the insights. Goodness, all the insights that you offered in this podcast, and especially about overcoming fear, or rather making friends with fear, which is a little different from overcoming, and on finding one's voice. Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you, Mariette. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I, again, if a listener is wanting more information, I'm happy to have that conversation with them.
Thank you. And to our listeners, it was good of you to join us. I'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to this podcast series where you download your podcasts. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes and for free podcasts and articles on how to live a happier and healthier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, just search for Mariette Sneeman Journalist. The podcast series, Calm, Clear, and Helpful, is produced by me with original music by Mart Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.